Our scripture reading today is taken from John 14, verses 15 through 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Thus ends the reading.
I expect most of the congregation is nervous when they look at their watch and says, boy, it's sermon time and it's already 11:30. This is going to be even shortened than I had planned. This text from the 14th chapter of John that Joyce just read is part of a long discourse of Jesus that we frequently call his farewell address. He was addressing his bewildered disciples and reminding them of all that he had taught and done. And he kept talking about his impending death. And they were confused. They were on the other side of Easter and Pentecost. And the more he talked, the more bewildered and confused they became. But he assured them that they were not going to be alone. Preceding the verses Joyce just read are some very familiar verses at the beginning of the 14th chapter, where John has Jesus saying, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. And if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? The disciples, as I said, were troubled and confused. And Jesus was reassuring them that even though his earthly life was soon going to end, they were not alone. One of the authors that I read in thinking about this sermon, these thoughts, said it reminded her of that spiritual, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. And that's probably a good sense of where the disciples were at this time. They had given all to following this teacher, this itinerant rabbi, and now he was talking about being gone, and they didn't know what was next for them. It was beyond the power of their imagination. And even though we've experienced Easter and Pentecost, our imaginations also often fall very short of the dream of God. And Jesus' words in this 14th chapter about love and obedience and the gift of the Spirit may seem just that. Words in a lovely speech long ago. But Jesus follows his claims with the promise to send the Spirit, an advocate. That's the word in Greek that is used sometimes in the older translations, was translated paraclete, advocate, sometimes as counselor or comforter. In Greek, it means someone called alongside to help or assist. That's the Spirit that is promised to us. On this Sunday, when we celebrated our youth and we've remembered those four of our congregation who have died, these words of John remind us to let our hearts not be troubled. To not be troubled by their passing, by their death, by their absence from our community of faith. And just after the text that Joyce read, we have Jesus' promise of his peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. We're not to have troubled hearts because of loss or because of anxieties about the unknown future. We're promised that we're not alone, that we have an advocate, a counselor, a comforter. And in this text, we're reminded that it's all about love. It's all about love. Jesus says, obey, keep my commandments. And what commandments was he talking about? Loving God and loving others. I've heard the stories in this last year about the lives of Bob and Bill and Clarice and Ruth, about their participation in this community of faith, the way they shared their lives beyond this church. And it was all about love. That's what Jesus is reminding us. To be about love and not be afraid. Not be anxious. Because the Spirit is with us.